Welcome to the next episode of the Plum Club podcast series. I'm Cheryl Krumko. Today we're talking about the long-term customer relationships that are so vital to the success of your store. We're going to discuss how focusing on consumer life cycles can increase your sales and profits. Structuring marketing, merchandising, and sales around life's diamond milestones can help you make sure that customers come back to you to celebrate all their important occasions. This podcast is sponsored by the Jasani Group, a vertically integrated company with expertise in all facets of the diamond industry. From rough diamond trading to state-of-the-art diamond manufacturing, global distribution, jewelry manufacturing, and marketing of branded jewelry, Jasani crafts diamond jewelry worthy of all life's milestones. First, let's talk about why repeat customers are so important. According to data from the Harvard Business Review, acquiring a new customer is anywhere from 5 to 25 times more expensive than retaining an existing one. It makes sense. You don't have to spend time and resources going out and finding a new client. You just have to keep the one you have happy. There's another way that loyal relationships translate into more profit for your business. Return customers will even pay a premium to continue to do business with you rather than switch to a competitor they don't yet know or trust. According to research by Bain & Company, increasing your company's customer retention rate by only 5% increases your profits more than 25%. For many jewelers, repeat customers account for the majority of sales. Studies have shown that repeat customers spend more. On average, studies show they spend 33% more than new customers. At Neiman Marcus, for example, only 2% of customers generate 40% of overall revenue. Your repeat customers are important in another way, too. They are the most likely to become brand ambassadors and refer their friends and family to your store, making sure your business continues to grow organically. According to Nielsen Research, 92% of consumers trust recommendations from friends and family more than any form of advertising. According to a study by the Gartner Group, 80% of your future profits will come from just 20% of your existing customers. That means the growth in profit you're looking for is right in front of you, waiting to be nurtured and cultivated. Your most loyal customers become emotionally connected to your brand. It's a real relationship. That's because you do more than just sell them jewelry. You help them celebrate and commemorate the most important moments in their lives. To create more loyal customers, tell a story that gets to the heart of why people are shopping for jewelry in the first place, to delight loved ones, create lasting memories, and leave a legacy. This is what jewelry does so well. Encapsulate love, celebration, and family. Diamond jewelry has always held great symbolic meaning. From ancient amulets to regal crowns, diamonds have always symbolized the highest power and rarest achievements. They mark turning points for individuals and sometimes even countries. Today, as throughout history, diamond jewelry is closely linked to the most important moments in your customers' lives. In other words, you're in the emotional milestone business, and nothing says milestone like diamond jewelry. Diamond moments are the emotional high points of your customers' lives, and every diamond moment leads to the next. As De Beers once put it, diamonds are addictive, not satiating. Consumers who buy fine jewelry are more likely to buy jewelry again than people who don't already own it. To make sure your customers are addicted to diamonds, you need to connect their milestone moments with the right jewelry to help them celebrate it. For today's consumer, jewelry milestones take many forms, from celebration to romance to self-expression. Yet even today, most jewelry journeys begin with an engagement diamond. More than 2 million couples in the U.S. will become engaged this year, most with a diamond engagement ring. Engagement rings account for $14 billion in jewelry sales every year. This makes engagements the most significant single diamond moment for consumers and jewelry professionals alike. This is most likely the first time that the bride and groom will spend significant time in a jewelry store, so it's the perfect time to start building a relationship with them. Engagements are even more important to the jewelry journey than just the best-selling category. Selling an engagement ring is an opportunity to make two customers for life. Many couples today select a ring together, giving you the opportunity to make a connection with both of them. Take the time to learn each partner's priorities and tastes. Keep the focus on romance and the diamond symbolism, and you'll be more likely to make the experience memorable and addictive. This is also the perfect opportunity to begin clienteling. Learning their birthdays, asking for their email addresses, discovering their style preferences, and writing these down so that you can easily follow up with them and make future suggestions. You already know customers who buy engagement rings will soon be in the market for wedding rings too. Make sure you plant the seeds of that next sale when you're showing the engagement ring. For example, show how the engagement rings they are considering pair with different kinds of wedding bands. Since engagements generally last about a year, follow up about 6 months after the engagement ring sale with a call, email, or brochure to remind them that it's time to buy the wedding rings and you're available to help. The wedding is the next largest diamond milestone after the engagement, accounting for $3.4 billion in jewelry sales every year. Wedding rings are very meaningful to your customers, symbolizing their marriage vows. The unending circle of a ring is an age-old symbol of eternal love. Diamonds' beauty, purity, and strength reflect the qualities of lasting love, too. Making the transition from the engagement ring sale to the wedding ring sale seems obvious, but only 61% of engagement ring purchasers buy the wedding rings from the same jeweler. That represents more than a million missed opportunities to cement a customer relationship and turn an engagement ring purchaser into a repeat customer. That first repeat purchase forges the connection between your store and the celebration of life's milestones. That's why it's important to build the customer relationship by pampering your engagement ring clients. Offer free sizing, cleaning, and repolishing. Some jewelers even offer an engagement photo shoot. Set up a series of onboarding emails focused on the wedding planning journey in your community that shows your customers you understand what they're going through and are there to help. Offer them special opportunities like wedding band trunk shows. In a survey by The Knot, many couples reported that they welcome wedding band suggestions from their jeweler. Wedding planning is hectic, and couples appreciate help. Make sure that you reach out with personal advice to make it as easy as possible to shop with you. Also remember that weddings provide opportunities for other potential sales like bridesmaids, groomsmen, and mother of the bride gifts. Sending a card or gift for the wedding is a perfect excuse to make sure you have the wedding date in your files. That's because the next diamond milestone is the first anniversary. Following naturally from engagements and weddings, anniversaries are the most frequent occasions for non-bridal jewelry gifts. If you already know the wedding date because you sold the wedding ring, you already know when they may be in the market for more jewelry. In the U.S., non-bridal gifts of love account for 26% of total diamond jewelry sales. And these gifts are a tradition that speaks to every generation. Millennials and Gen Z represent 48% by value of these non-bridal gifts of love. A diamond anniversary band that stacks beautifully with the engagement and wedding rings makes the perfect anniversary gift because it sends the message, "I'd marry you all over again." Diamond solitaire necklaces, studs, and tennis bracelets are other popular anniversary gifts. Anniversary necklaces are romantic because they're worn next to the heart. Bracelets can signify the circle of a life together. Earrings can represent the beauty of two people acting in harmony. Jewelry is an appropriate gift for any anniversary, but some anniversaries are traditionally more significant than others. Customers will be looking for significant gifts for the milestone 5th, 10th, 20th, and 25th anniversaries. make sure you proactively reach out before the anniversary to make personal jewelry gift suggestions. In recent years, the birth of a child has become an important jewelry milestone too. In the U.S., there are 3.6 million annual births and 85 million mothers. Birth of a child is a potential $3.6 billion jewelry opportunity. Diamond band rings, eternity bands, birthstone jewelry, and diamond necklaces are popular pieces to celebrate the birth of a child. Encourage gifts that can be layered or added to for future children, such as stacking bands or charm and initial necklaces. A De Beers survey found that almost 90% of women are interested in receiving diamond jewelry to celebrate the birth of a child. The holiday season, Mother's Day, and Valentine's Day are, of course, jewelry occasions too. Other jewelry moments are less predictable, but they're often just as meaningful. These include special events like birthdays, job promotions, graduations, and the births of grandchildren. Today, diamond earrings and necklaces are chosen as tokens of love almost as often as rings. According to De Beers research, diamonds as a romantic gift to celebrate special personal moments, when combined, now outweigh demand directly related to engagements and weddings. Purchases for personal jewelry milestones are as individual as your customers. In many cases, the customer is selecting jewelry as a gift of love. In others, the diamond is a self-purchase intended to symbolize achievement, express pride, or symbolize some other emotion. In 2016, 31% of diamond jewelry was bought by women themselves. Alongside commitment and love, diamonds represent emotions like joy, optimism, pride, and confidence. Mothers are involved in the celebration of romantic milestones in their daughters' lives, too, especially with wedding gifts. Women 18 to 20 years old are just as likely to receive diamonds from their mother as from a romantic partner. And 1 in 10 Gen Z women and 1 in 5 millennial women have already bought diamonds as a gift for someone else. Who do they buy for? Mostly mothers, grandmothers, and friends. About half of American female diamond gift buyers in the 18 to 24 age group buy for their mothers. Necklaces and earrings are the most popular types of diamond jewelry women buy as gifts. Jewelry moments are many of life's happiest times and feelings. If you want to identify the occasions and reasons for jewelry purchases, engage your customers in sincere conversations about their moments and milestones. Then focus on the choices, features, and benefits that convey that message best. Make sure you follow up with every customer after every sale. Ask them how you did. It shows you care about what they think, and it may result in positive online comments too. Send them useful content like tutorials, tips, and other product advice. Show them how to style your jewelry in different ways to match different occasions. Offer incentives to purchase again. It doesn't have to be a discount. It can be a gift with purchase or a special experience only for existing customers. Shockingly, a study from the Harvard Business Review found that only 16% of companies specifically focus on retaining customers. Think of post-purchase engagement like any other relationship. All relationships need nurturing to last. Consumer relationships are no different. Your contact with customers should not end when they walk out the door with their purchase. Use your database of customer contact information to email reminders for gift-giving occasions, invitations to private sales events, and information about new product lines. Don't just thank your customers, reward them for their purchases. Reward them for referrals, too. Running a referral program means unlocking that sales potential without having to spend on marketing. Referral incentives don't have to be extravagant to work. Another way to increase the likelihood of a customer returning to your store is by offering a trade-up policy. Make sure they know that if at some point in the future they want to upgrade to a larger diamond or change to a different style, they can bring in their current purchase and they will be given the full purchase value towards the new one. When a customer finds something they love, show them other pieces that match or go well with that piece. This gives them something to think about and to inspire their next purchase. An excellent way of incentivizing repeat purchases is through a loyalty program. A well-executed loyalty program can help you retain customers, attract new customers, encourage repeat jewelry purchases, and increase profits. Signet Jewelers recently expanded its new Jared customer loyalty program to Kay and Zales. Rewards include things like discounts, cleaning, free shipping, style consultations, and invitations to events and experiences. According to a recent Signet earnings call, the Jared loyalty program was an immediate success. Repeat transactions increased by 7%, and the value of transactions from customers in the program increased by $600. A loyalty program helps you nurture an emotional connection between your jewelry brand and the customer. You make them feel like they belong in a community of like-minded people who also appreciate your store and what you have to offer. In short, you can't rely on continually acquiring new customers. While both new and existing customers play a vital role, marketing to repeat customers is less expensive and also more likely to result in more sales. That's why it's vital to use diamond milestones to build long-term customer relationships, maximizing your profits and helping your business grow.